CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The death toll from the wildfires in Los Angeles has now risen to 11. Many neighborhoods simply no longer exist. CBS's Chris Van Cleve in hard-hit Altadena says police are guarding the few homes that are still standing.
We saw a much tighter security presence, National Guard in armored vehicles manning a perimeter around the evacuation area as the sheriff's department ramps up its patrols inside. They are looking for looters after nearly two dozen arrests in evacuation zones where looters had come in and broken into homes that had survived the fire.
In some areas of Los Angeles, a 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew has been in effect. The Supreme Court heard arguments Friday on whether to uphold a ban on TikTok. Chief Justice John Roberts asked a key question at the beginning of the arguments.
Are we supposed to ignore the fact that the ultimate parent is in fact subject to doing intelligence work for the Chinese government?
CBS's Jan Crawford says the Chief Justice continued his focus on the app's Chinese owner.
He went right at it, framing this as a real national security concern. And later in the argument, the Chief Justice said Congress in this law, which President Biden signed, bipartisan support, isn't saying TikTok has to stop. It's just saying that the Chinese government has to stop controlling TikTok, find a U.S. buyer.
President Biden has spoken with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky about the final package of military aid his administration will send.
As long as we continue to keep Western Europe united as it relates to Ukraine, that there is a real chance that the Ukrainians can prevail, because the cost to Russia is incredibly high.
Mr. Biden will give two major speeches just days before he leaves office, says CBS's Willie James Inman at the White House.
He has a foreign policy speech that's going to be given on Monday. He's going to address the nation on Wednesday.
Serbian tennis star Novak Djokovic says he's suffering traumatic stress ahead of this year's Australian Open.
The Open begins this weekend in Melbourne. 3 years ago, Djokovic was deported for not being vaccinated against COVID, a requirement at the time to enter Australia. Today, he says it's still plays on his mind, and he worries about whether he'll be allowed back into the country. Elsewhere, America's Coco Gauff is in form and confident about playing the first Grand Slam of the year.
The usual prep for that, can ask for a better start to the year.
The Open begins a day earlier than scheduled in case of any rain delays. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
And I'm Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
The Bucks beat the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks held off the Magic 109-106 in Orlando. Giannis Antetokounmpo came through again, scoring 41 points in what seemed to be an uphill battle. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
A lot of breaks didn't go our way. I thought they stole the jump ball. I thought Giannis got fouled on a drive, and we just kept playing. We just kept playing through it.
The Bucks face the Knicks 2 p.m. tomorrow at Madison Square Garden. College basketball, the Badgers with a blowout win over Minnesota, 80-59. That's the eighth time in a row Wisconsin has beat the Gophers. NFL, the Packers and the Eagles tomorrow in Philly. Matt LaFleur on the joy of being the visiting team at the Eagles-Lincoln Financial Field.
I can't tell you how many times I've gone in there and you're riding in on the bus, and next thing you know, your bus is splattered with eggs. It's a unique experience, but it makes it a lot more fun as well.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad winter day today with mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with light snow developing late, lows in the mid-20s. Look for light snow to continue on Sunday, total accumulations of 1 to 2 inches. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Later, love is gonna catch up. say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around.
County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Good morning, it's Rick Johnson, 6:09 on your Saturday morning soundtrack. 28 degrees at Radio Park. Thanks for coming along. Here's the Supremes on WRJN.
wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or cold. Everything looks worse in black and white.
Years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app, on the air or on demand. WRJN is Racine's source for news.
WRJN. Another sad ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them, but as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. Nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm.
Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sing another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Sound that could make you hear, make you see.
see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe as I cherish you.
Meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Not a bad winter day today with mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with light snow developing late, lows in the mid-20s. Look for light snow to continue on Sunday, total accumulations of 1 to 2 inches. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Yeah.
Keep me from getting to you, baby. Remember the day I set you free. rescue me.
Mm-hmm. 6:40, time to grab yourself another cup of coffee. It is 28 degrees at Radio Park. Grab yourself a nickel. Let's listen to Willie and the Poor Boys, Creedence Clearwater Revival on WRJN. It's at WRJN. It's Rick Johnson, Saturday morning. Thanks for coming along. 6:43 now at WRJN. And don't forget, Terry Havel. Rock and roll never forgets. And I'm telling you, it's like an hour, never, never forgets. He'll be in here at 10 o'clock this morning. And as he would say, we lost him at the age of 83. January 3rd, 2025, soul singer, Mr. Brenton Wood.
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. Feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right.
Got two capsule countdowns coming up for you later on this morning. One from 1967 and one from 1970. Be here at 8:30 and 9:30 at WRJN.
Timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you know what I was so? And I never, never let her go. No matter what the people may say. she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her foot. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? Said love, Lord above. Now you're gonna trick me in love. All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right now, baby, it's all right now. We'll be right back.
Dance. Maybe your daddy does a little bit of soft shoe, huh? That's okay. CBS News coming up here just a tad on the top of the hour at WRJN.
Your mama don't dance anymore. And your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go?
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Los Angeles. The Pacific Palisades fire continues to burn east toward the 405 freeway and the San Fernando Valley. The fire department sent several Chinook helicopters to the area to drop water to try to stop the flames from moving into neighborhoods. The death toll from the fires is now up to 11. Some of the thousands of people whose homes were destroyed were able to save some irreplaceable items.
I took all of my family photos of my grandfather who's recently passed. You know, those are the only things that you can't recover.
Could government officials have done something to keep the fires from erupting and spreading so rapidly to so many areas of the city? CBS's Charlie DeMar is in Los Angeles.
Californians are demanding to know who's at fault for these wildfires that have already wiped out over 12,000 structures. This as police are cracking down on looters.
National Guard troops are helping to protect property.